Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Ethan Lane of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We're talking DOJ in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Leanne Vanderlaan, a dairy farmer from Oklahoma. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are still dedicated to providing the safest, most wholesome, and delicious food and beverage for my family and yours. This commitment makes the farm a great place to be. I wouldn't trade my job for anything else. Join me and celebrate all things dairy this National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farms at...
First tattoo, huh?
Yep, I wanted to read Tough on Aphids, Easy on Ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man.
Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide.
Always read and follow label directions.
We're talking today with Ethan Lane with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Ethan, boy, there's a lot of moving parts going on right now in our nation's capital and really across the country as it relates to the cattle industry issues. Maybe top of mind, a lot of pressure being brought to bear by Congress, by members of the cattle community on the Attorney General and the Department of Justice wanting answers to the investigation that they started about a little over a year ago now. Give me an update on that.
Yeah, you know, I don't think there's any other combinations of words in the English language that could be assembled by either members of Congress or livestock association groups requesting DOJ to complete their investigation. I think we've kind of covered this from every angle possible at this point. And it really is now kind of back to DOJ and you know, their inner workings to give some kind of an update or let folks know what has come of their work over the last year plus into this issue. You know, typically DOJ doesn't talk about ongoing investigations. They're no different than any other investigative body in that regard. But this is so pivotal to the industry right now, given those extreme market forces that we're seeing. Hopefully that's been conveyed. I can't imagine that it hasn't been due to just the number of letters and statements that have been made recently, that it's really important in this case for DOJ to figure out some way to give us an update about what's going on.
That meeting that was held a few weeks ago in Phoenix, cattle industry got together, NCBA a part of that. That was one of the recommendations that came out of that. I mean, this was one of the ways that I guess all groups were able to agree on this particular call to action to DOJ.
It was. And, you know, the same day as that meeting, Senator Thune sent his letter to the Hill that we were working with him and Congressman Johnson on. So this has been an ongoing effort for us that far predates, you know, the meeting in Phoenix. I mean, obviously we were one of the first groups, I think we were maybe the first group to send a letter to DOJ requesting an investigation last year. So we're just kind of trying to continue the pressure here and see if we can get an end result out of this process.
Any ideas on, I mean, you know, why have they been, I mean, yeah, obviously it's an ongoing investigation apparently. Is that the main reason we've just had zero information come out of the DOJ?
I to your point of there being zero information at a DOJ, we just don't know. And that's why I think it's becoming so sort of vocal out in the country and on the Hill that folks would like to see an update to that.
From DOJ, we shifted gears with Ethan Lane over to the Lesser Prairie Chicken.
It is. And this is a battle we have been fighting for years to try to get the lesser prairie chicken, you know, off the scope at the Fish and Wildlife Service. There's a tremendous amount of conservation on the ground because of cattle producers and agriculture in that 5-state range for the bird. And what we know after all of these years of talking about this bird and its habitat, it is a very rain-dependent species. There's very little that can be done substantively as far as restriction under an Endangered Species Act listing that is going to aid the population growth of the lesser prairie chicken. And oddly, it's a species that in the Fish and Wildlife Service's purview, they really focus a lot on the habitat rather than the numbers. So even though the numbers have doubled since the last time it was listed, you know, there's still sort of some voodoo habitat calculations that go into these listing decisions. So we're disappointed. There's still some moves to be made here. So we're going to be engaging, I'm sure, along with everybody else that's impacted through that area to see what we can get done. But this is just kind of the next step in a very long drawn out discussion about the lesser prairie chicken, unfortunately.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.